All right, welcome back. Who's talking? We have Dr. Bobby Call in the house, but right now we have Dr. Jody Smith on the phone, and Dr. Smith, obviously friend of the program, good supporter of the program since day one, and he's on the line to talk the Ortho Virginia injury report. Frank?
First off, did not appear in the game on Saturday that there were any new injuries, and that was good news for the Cavaliers, but Dr. Smith, we understand that there is a potential injury there to the basketball team, to one of the newcomers. Maybe you can share what you know about that.
Sure. Frank, Jim, Bobby, how are you guys doing?
Hey, good. Good,
we're Johnny. All well. Thank you for calling in.
Happy to do it. So this year's member of the Food of the Month Club on the basketball team is DeAndre Hunter, who apparently had an ankle injury sometime early in preseason practice and walking around in a boot. He joins Malcolm Brogdon and Darian Atkins and Joe Harris as the one player of the basketball team who wears a boot in the preseason basically every year.
Now, do you think he will join Malcolm in being a red shirt? How serious is the injury, or do you know?
I don't think it's that bad. I don't have any terrible inside information, but from what I gather, it was more of a sprain type thing. I guess we'll have to see what happens.
All right. Further information, it seems Ben Kurt's shoulder issue to his non-throwing shoulder didn't seem to hinder him, although there were moments during the game on Saturday where it appeared they were giving some attention to him. Whether it was ribs or shoulder, we couldn't tell. Also, in recent weeks, Andrew Brown, who appeared to separate his shoulder against Duke, he played the whole game on Saturday, although they did platoon him at times. What have you heard anything in regards to Andrew Brown?
I think both Bankert and Brown separated their shoulders. Bankert did his trying to score at the end of the game where they missed the field goal at the end.
Against Connecticut?
The Connecticut game. And then Brown separated his shoulder pretty badly. Initially looked like he might have dislocated, but the way he came back so quickly, it seems like a separation. I think Brown was fine. I'm not sure if it was more a loss of practice time than it was the platoon issue. Bankert went down hard when he got sacked one time in the game on Saturday, and they did help him, and they looked at his shoulder. Again, it's just non-throwing shoulder, and basically a separation for a quarterback is mostly how much pain can you tolerate, and Bankert's been a guy who's kind of toughed it out all year. The other guy you didn't mention, I think you were thinking about, Miles Robinson, is another one of those cornerbacks that we had who played significant time, particularly in the Connecticut game, and then he's out for the season. Had toe surgery done earlier last week, so another guy who might be on the kickoff team who's not out there.
So is that turf toe that Miles Robinson was dealing with?
It sounds like it. It might have been even more serious than that. I mean, they were pretty quick to go to surgery. That's not something that they usually do. Most of the time, they'll do all they can to treat it conservatively, and they didn't this time.
Jody, real quick, on a shoulder separation, that sounds more serious than I guess it is. What do they do, just kind of pop that back in, or what takes place?
So a separation isn't like a dislocation. Dislocation involves the ball popping out of the socket. The separation actually doesn't even involve the shoulder proper. The end of the collarbone, the area where it comes into the shoulder blade, if you get hard from the side or you land on your shoulder or your elbow, the two bones get either pushed together or pulled apart, and that's the word separation. And it's really more of a pain issue in most people. If it's severe, and one guy who had a terrible one was Sam Bradford. I'm not sure if you remember back when he was up in Oklahoma. He had two injuries in back-to-back weeks. He got hurt, sat out a week, came back, and fell on the same shoulder, and his was so bad he ended up having to have surgery. But for the most part, it's basically as soon as you get to the point where you can get back and throw and do what you need to do, you can go back and play again.
Well, one last player to keep an eye on, and there's a lot of speculation in the media about free safety Quinn Blanding wears jersey number 3 preseason all ACC. He has not been practicing during the weeks except for one day. However, the two-week layoff, thanks to the bye week, he looked rejuvenated on Saturday, was involved in about 30 plays, and had about 15 tackles or something. Have you heard anything about what that mysterious injury is?
No, I haven't. I mean, typically those tend to be repetitive use, stress fracture type injuries where they're not so bad that people can't play, but they're very uncomfortable if you're playing on an everyday basis. So a lot of times with those type of injuries, they'll sit them during the regular practices. They'll do walkthroughs. They'll go learn all the plays, but they won't participate so that when they get to the game Saturday, they're able to play. And again, another example of that would be Harold Dean had a stress fracture when he was a senior, and he didn't practice at all. He wore a boot all week, and they'd go out and hobble around on the court. So, it's about playing the games, and that's why you let them sit the practice out.
Very good. Well, Jody, we appreciate you joining us tonight. As always, thank you and Ortho Virginia for everything that you have done for the show and what you're still doing. And we are really excited about all the new players coming in for basketball this year. And I know we will have you on later in the year to talk about some of that. But thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we're going to head to break now. And we're going to have Chris Horn of the Sabre joining us on the other side. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.